Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let go. You're on with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I'm getting the voice back after going nuts, watching a sixth grade basketball season opener yesterday. I was screaming at the ref. Already off to a bad start as a parent. There was some ugly basketball in that sixth grade game. Out of it, we managed to pull out a win. That did not happen as it relates to the Grizzlies and then Memphis Tigers. There was no win to be pulled out of it. You went up against some, well, at least with the Knicks, an undefeated team. Turning the ball over, stumbling, bumbling, fumbling. It's basketball, but there were a lot of turnovers. And the Knicks roll. It's what they do. They're 7-0 in Madison Square Garden. Then I turned to the Tigers. We talked to Dame Bradshaw. He said, watch out for the Frenchman. Boom! Boom! Boom, said the Frenchman with those long-range shots. He's French, right? Yeah, I think that's what Dane told us. Camardine. Memphis falls for the fifth straight time down in Oxford. Hadn't won down there since 2005. We'd said it's always a tough place going to King George's Rebel Grove. It's called the Pavilion. It was tough again last night. So, you know, the basketball around here, it's tough right now. It's real tough. John?
I'm celebrating CJ's win. That's all I got, man.
8 points. Fewer turnovers than Ja. See, that's what I'm looking at.
Hey, man, we got a dub last night. That's all that matters.
Yep.
It's been interesting to see, you know, I think with as it relates to the Grizzlies, it's been a, you know, pretty universal reaction, right? It's been a They got handled, and I guess they cut into the lead in the fourth.
Oh, the Knicks had let off the pedal. But one of the best offenses in the league.
They still lost by, you know, double digits, which, again, was the expectations. And then, you know, it's been interesting to see sort of the there have been two schools of thought as it relates to the Memphis loss to Ole Miss.
Interesting.
I don't know if I'm on an island here. I guess, you know. Again, I'm like
I heard you with Jeff.
Mystery.
No moral victories.
Man, that's what y'all want.
Who said moral victory coming up in here?
That's I'm not what, saying
that,
you, but.
You can sense that coming off me?
You no,
said there's
no,
two
no,
schools
no,
of thought.
No, not you. Not
Someone
you.
Has it, that yeah. school of thought.
There is somebody out there with it. There is no question about it. But, you know, Mystery Science Theater, we all get together. We watch the game. We all have different, you know, interpretations of that game. And I look forward to getting into those with you. A little bit later in the show. Here's what's coming up today. I'm very excited.
Make sure you're locked in.
Norton Hurd IV going to join us in the next segment. Team Thad, program director and coach. He's my grassroots coach. He's CJ's grassroots coach. Have you committed to Team Thad yet, by the way?
No.
Okay. So
but
is this a recruitment every week?
Hurd doesn't mess with sixth graders. Come on.
That's right.
He's told us that before. He doesn't go that low.
That is true. But he doesn't even make exceptions for family.
A family that's good enough, And I guess, again, the gauge. We've got to do better.
Fewer turnovers than Jai is kind of where I'm at with it. But yes, we'll get into that with Hurd the night of Memphis basketball, with him, some larger college basketball discussions, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Darren Peterson didn't play last night. I mean, Bill, I don't know if you guys saw Bill Self's explanation for that.
Did not. I'd be interested to hear what it was.
But it sounded a lot like this. His hamstring, it was tight. It was tight. He came to me on Monday, said it was tight. I couldn't risk it. I hope it's precautionary. He probably didn't play him.
Mm.
It was very strange. Sounded like somebody that was, I mean, I'm doing a poor impression, but sounded like, you know, somebody that was not all the way telling the truth.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get into that.
Interesting.
Load management for a freshman in college basketball.
Maybe number one pick in the draft.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Athletic has that.
So we'll get into that today on the show with Norton Hurd the fourth. Then at 125, Brooks Monaghan's getting ready for an NCAA tournament game in Memphis.
Let's go. It's not a birthright.
It's not a birthright. That's exactly right. Brooks Monaghan is going to lead the University of Memphis. I love the fact that there's a tournament game on campus. I mean, it's not very often you could say that about anything, right? Like, it's probably the only sport, I guess, other than the college football playoff, right? If you ever, but you couldn't host that. You would never be hosting a college football playoff game. So the only thing you'd be able to do is host an American championship game. So you would never really have something like this on campus, if not for, you know, University of Memphis women's soccer. So we'll talk to Brooks Monaghan at 125 about getting ready for the tournament. You know, being in the tournament, the 7 seed, which is a joke, which is an embarrassment, you know, and an egregious, you know, treatment, I would say, from the tournament committee there. We'll get into that with Brooks and more, and just on his season, right?
Yeah.
And doing this again at 125.
Pretty incredible.
So that is the show today. But, you know, I don't know, do we still? Is it? I think. This is Hoop City, you know? And last night, man, it was a tough night at Hoop City. You got two teams in action, Grizz and Tigers, both sizable underdogs. But, you know, as you pointed out yesterday, there's a time when that didn't matter, sizable underdogs or not, right? That some of these teams could still pull it off. We had no such luck. We had no such luck last night. It was a sad night in Hoop City.
Kind of predicted it would be. Didn't we? Kaepernick?
I think it played out exactly, in fact, like we talked about yesterday, that the Tigers would kind of hang in there.
Said they could cover.
And that the Grizzlies wouldn't. And that's exactly what happened last night. Now, you know, I think one, I don't know, I think both situations are kind of tough to tackle, to be quite honest with you. I think there's more light at the end of the tunnel maybe for one than the other.
Okay.
Although I suppose you could argue that there's light at the end of the tunnel for both.
No, that light's further down for one.
Right, the light is further down for one, we think. You know,
possibly.
We know how these injury reports can extend now. But yes, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Where should we begin? What's the easier one to sort of sum up here?
Well, okay. And George, if you don't, and that was it's the proper tone. But I would say if there's a thrill that's gone right now, it's with the Grizzlies. At least with the Tigers last night down in Oxford,
yep.
Where you'd, as we said yesterday, had lost four straight going back to 05. It became five straight last night. No moral victories. It's John's, you know, it's our mantra. We live by it. John, it's John's code.
Moral victories are for minor league coaches.
Believe me, I'm not even beginning to go down that road. But as John said, in terms of hope, right, in terms of, you know, you out-rebounded that team. You saw some good games individually from Curtis Givens and Ashton Hardaway. And listen, you know, that's an SEC team that's probably, because it's in the SEC, but also because it's coached by Chris Beard, that's going to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
You covered. You didn't go down there and get beat by double digits. You know, John, you said this with Jeff this morning. It's true. Penny Hardaway's got a knack for this. He doesn't get blown out. The fight was there, right? It just doesn't feel like you've got a ton to fight with, particularly inside. because he can throw a lot of guards and wings at it. I mean, that, you know what I'm saying, between Doug and Sincere and, you know, Curtis. But my point is that that's where the fight was coming up short, was an inside presence who could score. We can get into it, Amber. But point being, look, yeah, this road in the non-con is going to be tough. John, I heard you talking about it this morning. It is. You're going to be playing Purdue here in a minute, you know. But that said, I still see the American winner out there. Oh, by the way, did you see Tony Madlock beat UAB last night?
My God.
Tony Madlock at Alabama State beat UAB. Give him the damn Blazers job by now.
Yes. What are we doing?
We need UAB in this conference to be good. Right. Tony Madlock can go out there and beat him with Alabama State.
Facts.
It's ridiculous. I mean, what a letdown that is. But back to the point here. This is a team that's going to win the conference. And from that, you're going to go to the NCAA tournament. You know, we say, is that the expectation? Yes. We've been looking for the second weekend run. We can get into that. It would take a lot to get to that. But my point is, it's not thrill is gone yet on Tigers basketball. Sure, it's what we thought it would be. You were up against it, and with a new team down the stretch, you didn't have enough. But right now, I don't know, man. Maybe there's even more light if, and I don't think it's coming out of Aaron Bradshaw. Mm-hmm. I heard people discussing this. Can you pull out of Aaron Bradshaw like you pulled out of Dane Danger? No. I told y'all that back. I saw him 2 days at Penny Summer Camp. That's all I need to see. Told y'all. But Tariq Ingram, can you get him in shape?
Mm.
Can you get him out there?
Mm.
Is there something there?
Mm.
You know, can you downsize, go to, you know, maybe one center, one guy, whether that's Silla, you know, maybe there's a way to go. There's more routes than right now with, obviously, with Grizzlies basketball. So I wouldn't say thrill is gone yet on Tigers. If I was going to tackle, you
right.
know, it is.
Right.
It's difficult. How do you tackle two losses that we expected to happen?
Right.
Well, I think there was more hope, at least in the one in Oxford.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Grizzly situation feels at current. Okay. I mean, I won't say hopeless, because the hope is it lies in the return of Zach Edey and Ty Jerome.
Until Edey is back, though.
However, the further you get behind, the less optimistic I can be about those returns. Because I think they can help you if you're 3 to 4 games back.
Yeah, this is 6 of 7 you've dropped now. You were 3-2.
Right. So I think they can help you to an extent. But like, let's not get a situation where you're, you know, 6-18 or something, you know, and you're like, oh, they're coming back. No, I mean, at that point, the season is basically lost, a fourth of the way in.
Well, so that won't have been the treading water that we said they needed
exactly,
to do.
Exactly.
Getting to Zach Edey, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially with Ja having played in every game so far.
Yeah, all but one.
Yeah.
And all, he got himself suspended.
In all but one, right,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
In terms of injury, you're right. So, I mean, I think that right now you would say that's disappointing to be where they're at with Ja having played in every game non-suspension.
If you look since the suspension, he's playing more minutes.
Right, right.
Significantly. He hadn't been over 32 before the suspension. Now he's been over 33 in most of these. Just the 32 was the Dallas game,
yes,
which you were able to pull him out of. But my point is, you can see the change right there. Back to what you're saying. He's getting more minutes.
Yep.
And they were out of this thing by the end of the first quarter, to be honest with
yes.
you, after the Knicks ran off with that 12-0 spurt.
It's very much challenging our sort of fundamental view of, as long as you have Ja and Jaren, you can win, right? Like, I think that's what we had operated on the last several years.
Yeah.
And maybe that was true at one point. Like, maybe that was true in 2021 or 2022, but, you know, I think there's definitely something to be said for Ja having changed his game maybe to stay on the court. Like, he looks more human today than he used to look. And I know that that's, you know, part of the adjustment that he had to make to be available.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, maybe you're borrowing from that.
We can touch on that, and that's going to be a conversation we're going to have. What I would say from this is that, and Harrington touched on this, but you played OKC, which just outclassed you in the second half. We can talk about the first half, but it was 63-38 when they turned it on. It was over.
Yep.
And you've had the Knicks. That's two of the better teams in the league, right? West and East right there. And the difference was vast.
Yep.
I'm using Harrington's language, but he couldn't have nailed it more. And here's the thing. Zach Edey isn't going to be enough to make up that kind of difference. So what you're talking about here is, okay, is it good enough to get back to play-in status, which many of us thought that was going to be the ceiling?
Yep.
Or
Is it bad when he gets back?
You know, we got Ty Jerome in the near future as well. Is it so bad that, you know what, better than playing because it's been so bad is another course of action, mm-hmm. if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
But back to it. You've seen it now, back-to-back games here against some of the best, how far you are away when it's just Ja and Jared.
Yep.
Especially, let's be real, with them in a new system that they're still learning. And they're, I mean, Ja kind of said it after the, you know, in the locker room, these turnovers, he said, they're on me. But he also talked about some of its roster. He didn't, I'm paraphrasing at that point, he didn't say that word, but you could tell. And that is some of it. So, you know, Edie's not going to fix, is not going to make you a contender. We knew that, but for it to be so stark,
yep.
for you to be this far off, I think still, yes, it's jarring. It's jarring to see, even for those of us that were lower on this team in expectations than
yes.
than others.
Yes.
Still jarring to see. You're getting handled out here.
Yes.
And let's be, Ja Morant was one off of his career high in turnovers last night. He's got 29 in 5 games since returning from suspension. That's basically 6 turnovers a game.
Yep. No, it's not. It's
15 in his first 6 games.
It's a little unrecognizable, man. It really is.
Some of that's him. He's trying to throw some stuff that, but then some of that, again, is you're out there with a roster that's not ready to catch him. Jock some of that.
Yep.
You know, they've talked about that. Cam Spencer, Ja went out of his way. He said Cam Spencer did the right thing, but, you know, still need you to be a shooter, so don't cut on that one. I mean, there's just all kinds of miscommunication because you'd like to say, well, because key pieces are missing, but let's just be real. Nobody looks like they've settled in at any point.
Yeah, Ja has
not in any real groove.
In the last 5, 29 turnovers, 25 made shots. I mean, it's just not.
I don't know that he's had a stretch like this.
I know.
We said he was one off his career high for turnovers last night. I don't think he's had a stretch like this in 5 games. We're talking about 30 turnovers in 5 games.
Yep.
Now, when you're shooting, what, is it up to 16%, 17% from 3? You add that to the mix? Brother, it's going to be hard, and not just against OKC and the Thunder. I mean, OKC and the Knicks.
Yeah.
Could be hard tonight against the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
Who are not good.
Yes.
But you're on the second night of a back-to-back. They're on the second night
they
as well.
As
but
well.
Still, you're getting, you're going up the TD Garden. You beat them there last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And so, and we know they can shoot the lights out. And when it's one of those nights,
yep.
it's going to be hard. You got to attack Boston inside, obviously. You know, I'd look at Jaren and say,
dude, this is, I mean, honestly, tonight is the night.
This needs to be the one where you go off, man. We're talking, and we've talked about this. We're talking a lot about Ja Morant. He's the one catching a lot of these bullets because of the way he's playing or whatever, a lot of this criticism. But Jaren should be right there beside him.
Yep.
And if you're going to, we've talked about Jaren's money is about to go up to $49 million next year after the raise. He's at 35 now.
Yep.
If you are a dominant big in this league, which you're being paid like it, or you're about to be, these are the kinds of games where you got to dominate.
Yep.
Against these kinds of teams. This Boston team has nothing inside.
No.
I mean, they got Minot out there, dude.
That's exactly right. They're starting Minot and Nemias Queta.
I didn't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm glad you did it.
I did it for the Rock. I did it for the people.
I appreciate it.
But, yeah.
You got to tear him up tonight, man. Come on.
Yeah, this feels like, honestly, Mavs-esque in terms of, like, this is your best chance to win, you know, in the next week. Right?
100%.
So, like, you know, and now they're 6.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the trip's Cleveland and San Antonio. So
right.
It's going to be tough.
But, I mean, this is a game where, I mean, like, Jaylen Brown, Derrick White, that's what they have.
Now, watch out for the spot. He's done this several times, apparently, where Jaylen, have you not seen the videos where Jaylen bumps into you?
Oh, you get the...
And you get the black spot from his hairspray.
That's what you had
scrambling
on when
around.
We got the...
And he hasn't changed. He hasn't made the adjustment, and he's getting killed on social media for it. It continues to happen.
They're calling him Spraylin Brown.
Now, that's what you had
Spraylin
when we took
Brown.
The headshots for the Athletic.
He had... I'm just going to say it, man. I was so naive. He had me so fooled. There was a while, years ago, where I couldn't get over how sharp Jaylen's hairline was, and I thought it was natural.
Well, don't forget.
And Sane was laughing at me the
whole
time.
You have an MVP bet on him that's in my account.
But they had me fooled, and I've done the spray for pictures occasionally, but I could not recognize it on Jaylen's head. How's that? Now it's everywhere. It's amazing. It's happening to players all over the league. Players are looking at their bench after they get it.
Right. Now, you don't do the spray anymore.
No, I haven't done it in a year because I don't even try. We're down to, as I told Stephanie Reddy, man, we're rocking the dock. The Doc Rivers.
Doc River. No, yeah, you got more than Doc.
You don't spray. We're rocking the penny and the Doc. It's the last. I mean, I can do it every Wednesday now.
I honestly
Grizz beat at three. I have to be you know, shined up.
Yeah. No, I think you're selling yourself a little short.
So my point is, this is too low, as you guys can see, to try to fake it with a spray.
Right. No, it is Wednesday. That means it's Grizz beat day. So Jason is in here, dressed to the nines as always.
We're gonna navigate you through these ales.
I do appreciate that. No, even if the team is in a skid, you elevate. You know, with both your wardrobe and your presentation.
Yep, keep it real. Appreciate the opportunity. That's what we're gonna do again at three.
Yeah,
Ryan said media. Appreciate that shout out,
dude. I always love to give you shout outs on Grizz Beat, man. I want everybody to know on Wednesdays what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're gonna get in there and dissect these turnovers.
That's right.
A lot of them.
So that was the Grizzlies portion of the of the autopsy of a grim Tuesday night in Hoop City.
We'll come back when they've moved from 24th in net rating, 26th offensive, 21st defensive. Just not, you know, not a lot there.
No, there's not.
Not like good.
I'm a little worried for them tonight. I mean, 6.5 is more than you would think meets the eye.
Well, Boston had a chance last night against Philly. They were on the road.
Yes, and they only beat the Magic game before that. So I think they probably, you know, look at this game against the Grizz like, you know, blood in the water in a way.
They're probably saying it too. This is a struggling Grizzlies team. It's a lot of drop 6 of 7. They're our tourniquet. You know, because it is why you said it's too. You know, you can look at Boston and say they were able to split with the Magic, but it's still. I think they've dropped 4 of 6. This is not good. So they're probably looking at the Grizzlies like, okay, we need them too.
Well, like, they kind of did what the Grizzlies did in the same way, in that, you know, knowing Tatum was not going to be available this year, they kind of are taking a gap year.
100%.
You know? I mean,
you have to move off. You can't continue to pay those, you know, exorbitant, apron prices when you're not competing for a championship. So you move off Porzingis. You move off of, who's the other guy? Holiday?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So
had to get off them,
and they didn't really reload. You know, I mean, they brought in Simons, but
again, for them, it's about, you know, 17 championships and the long haul at this
point.
And that's
right.
They can take a gap year.
They don't have to worry about, you know, relocation or anything like that,
or what the system is, or whether you've got a proven coach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In the way that Memphis is right now.
Yes. You know, so anyway, that is the Grizzlies portion of this. And then, you know, I don't know if you want to take a break and get to Hurd, or if you want to just do this.
No, I'm sure Hurd's fine.
Yeah. You know, look, Memphis basketball last night, they covered. All right, they hung in there. 83-77, first loss of the season. Doug McDaniel had 15. Curtis Givens with a career high, I believe, 20 points.
Yeah, he really played well.
Most of which came in the second half, which they needed every bit of just to hang in the game. Ilias Camardine. Get familiar with that name. That is the Ole Miss Frenchman who was a 6-year pro before he came over, in fairness.
Shout out Dane. He tried to educate us on
you know,
these new teams. It's hard to know. He nailed the right one there.
And he looked like a guy that had been in the professional system, to be fair. Like, he was just a cut above in that game. But Memphis, again, I'll say the good first, because I think there was some good in this individual game. Penny does a great job of making sure that his teams do not get embarrassed. Like, they were 10-point underdogs in this game, sizable deficit. They get down 9.5. You know, they come out. They stay in the game. It gets to 11. They fight back.
Stayed in the game by it's only 7 turnovers.
Right.
So that's a positive.
Right.
Again, for when we've talked about it with Penny teams, particularly one that's got all, you know, 15 new guys.
Yes.
That could be an issue. We saw it in the exhibition game, 7 turnovers. That's one of the reasons you stayed in the game. That was a positive.
20 assists on 28 made field goals for a team that's very new and doesn't have a lot of experience with each other. You would say that is a positive.
There's good film there.
That is a positive.
Yep.
So I think that is where I, you know, in terms of individual performances, Curtis, you know, is he going to score 20 for you a night? Probably not. But obviously his confidence is through the roof, and he's going to potentially be an option for you. Ashton, I thought, you know, it was more so in the first half, but like he clearly looks like a guy who could make a shot, you know, for you.
I just wonder if, you know, it's his rebounding, I think, that is the reason you'd say no, but can you not put him at the power forward and go smaller there? Because he's going to be able to stretch it out and knock down shots, hopefully. But, you know, also the two bigs in terms of the foul issues, I just don't know that that's helping you starting those two guys.
Yes. So that's the good. But I think that, you know, you bring up that part of it, and ultimately, it's, I think, the the real glaring problem with this Memphis basketball team and why I don't believe it will overachieve like last year's team did. It's the worst group of bigs Penny has ever had. It just is. I mean, you go back every year, year by year, Musa and Dane look like Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
Well, I mean,
compared to this group.
Yeah, one of them is in the league and one of them is playing All-American status last year.
Right.
At the end of the year, at least.
Right. So, I mean, I think
they were pretty good.
And then, you know, the year before that, you bring in Naquan Tomlin, right?
Uh-huh.
Who obviously is also in the league.
Had him with DeAndre.
Yeah. Right. 22-23, DeAndre, like you said, 21-22, Jalen Durant. Penny has always kept.
Precious.
Yeah, pretty damn good group. At least one, right? At least one damn good big man. And unfortunately for him this year, it appears that he does not have that.
Well, we saw him scrambling at the end of the portal season.
Yes.
You know, with all these bodies he was bringing.
And bigs cost. That's the problem. JT Toppin, who had 35 last night for Texas Tech, cost between $3 and $4 million.
Again, if you hadn't had to wait, and he did on PJ, that's not Penny's fault.
Right.
We all said he had to wait and hold the majority of the money for PJ.
Yep.
Then maybe you're able to go after one of those bigs early.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? A different direction.
Very true.
But couldn't do it. You don't do it. Again, I'm going to. Is there something to, because I don't see it either right now, John, is there something to be gotten from, to be pulled out of Ingram?
Right.
You know, he's not in shape right now.
No, he's not.
He was on the couch, whatever else, didn't know about the eligibility, everything else. Can you get him in shape? We've said he's a different type of big. They need it.
Yep.
They need somebody that can get a bucket down there.
Yep.
Bradshaw would have advantage after advantage, try to back a guy down. It is not there.
No, it's not.
He's just.
He got swatted at the rim by Scott early in the game. I mean, it was just a joke. It was just a joke. Had 1 point last night. And Penny brought him in here.
One rebound. Too.
1 point, one rebound.
It's ridiculous.
Unplayable in the second half, really. Only, I think, until foul trouble necessitated it, did Aaron Bradshaw get back in that game. And Penny brought Aaron Bradshaw in here to be good, to be a good player. Mm-hmm. And if he's not going to get that from him, it is a bad development for this team.
I think he knew, and that's one of the reasons you go get Ingram and try to make that work there at the end. No? I mean, because you probably understand practice. We saw his activity level, what was it, against Arkansas. There were some things in terms of running the floor that maybe he can – but this is a role player. This is not someone that right now you can have and be dependent upon. You're going to play him 20 minutes. He's only pulling down one rebound. He can't get back guys down. It's just the really, what I struggle with is that he was a five-star.
Yep.
Because clearly the schools that got him, what was it, Kentucky, Ohio State? Maybe it's a reverse order either way.
No, it was Kentucky, then Ohio State.
I mean, once he got there, it's, oh, my gosh, this dude's – that this isn't even close to what it – so, I'm just not – I don't think that there's much there to be drawn from, but I'm still hopeful that, you know, Penny probably knowing that,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the reasons why you added Ingram, and maybe, again, getting him in shape, you know, ramping him up. To use the Grizzly terminology, that's something, a different look that you can throw at folks on down the line.
Yes. I mean, my take was, you know, Memphis has guards. We knew that. And the guards will probably be better than any collection of guards in the American.
Keep in mind, he lost Caleb and Tyrese on the last 2 years, so he's stocked up on guards and depth there at those spots.
Yep.
Right?
But the interior is not going to be good enough. Like, in terms of this... the next 6 weeks, that's what's going to keep Memphis, I think, from doing anything close to what they did a year ago, which was going 10-3. I think you have 12 in the non-conference, and then you have the one left in February.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take the first 12. I think I would lock in 6-6 right now. I would say if you are 6-6 or door number two. I would absolutely take 6-6 right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whether 6-6, 7-5, whatever it is, so long as you win the American, man, you're back in the tournament. Like I said, nobody thought this was going to be a 5 seed again. You know, once we saw them rolled out really against Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and even with the schedule, the way the schedule was built again, you said mm-hmm. with 15 new guys, we probably said it before we even saw them against Arkansas. So
yep,
you know, last night, sure, if you wanted to go from changing from, you know, what we say, 7-6 for the 13 to now 6-7, maybe you want to make the Utah State game a loss.
Right.
Sure. But again, if you get Ingram in shape, all I'm about is at this point, It's not going to be a high seed this year. Last year was a team I thought, well, it turned out that you could do that with. That's not happening. If you can get the 8-9, you're back in that spot. That might be the ceiling here for this team.
Yeah,
there's enough out there to win the American.
KenPom's got it losing four in a row. Baylor, Louisville, Vandy, Mississippi State to basically round out the conference schedule or non-conference and then beating Alabama State and then losing to Utah State on the road. I mean, again, it's hard to expect what they did. Because it's a whole new team.
Mm-hmm.
But would I say I was encouraged yesterday? I wouldn't say I was encouraged. I would not say I came away like, oh, man, everything I thought about this team was wrong. It's going to be better than it. You know, I think it's probably going to perform to what KenPom believes it will, which is good enough to win the American, right? And probably not much of a factor in the non-conference. And then we'll just have to kind of square that with, how do we feel about that annually? That might be the new reality, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's unless you retain some guys, you know. And again, there are worse things to be than winning your conference every year. And that's obviously attainable. We saw UAB go down to Alabama State last night. So
cannot lose to Josh, who just lost to Montana, and he's lost to Tennessee Martin. That's next. I know everybody, we're all focused on the Purdue game and everything else. But
yes.
You talk about the ones you can't lose, the ones you've counted as wins.
Yes.
That's now a must win. You cannot let that UNLV team come in here and beat you.
Yeah, they look like a mess. So anyway, that's the summary. That was last night in the Memphis sports world. We'll come back. Norton Hurd IV will join us. We'll talk to him about, what do you do? Can you go small with Memphis? Do you, how do you change that lineup? What do you do? We'll get into all that with him on the other side. J&J, 90.9 FM. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach Nolan IV, the Team Thayer program director and coach, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball for 2025. He's going to do it again for 2026, we believe. Mitchell High product, Walker Holmes finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Coach, were you in any way responsible for helping talk up Aaron Bradshaw back in the day to a five-star ranking?
Good afternoon. Happy hump day. I see we're going right in with it, huh?
Yeah, well, we said the thrill is gone. John had with playing the BB in here this morning. Yeah, you're watching Grizzlies and Tigers. You're hoping for a win in two games. You know you're probably not going to. And so it's hard to come to you, Herd, with, hey, man, did you see the Tigers fight last night down in Oxford? Especially when Aaron is out there falling down, can't back dudes down, just looking big and goofy, Herd, I'll be honest with you.
So let me ask you this. When you say a game you know we wouldn't go win, y'all thought that they didn't have a chance with the Knicks and Ole Miss last night, or did you talk about moving forward? Or was expected for the
John,
not to win?
John, can you explain to Herd what the odds makers had said about those two games?
Yeah, they were both sizable underdogs in both games, 10-point underdogs, basically.
Double digits, Herd.
So let me ask you this. I know betting has become a big thing, but, like, do we also just – do it how we do it, or we just fully go with the betting system?
Oh, no. See, unlike Isolo, we have feel. See?
For sure.
There are some times where we throw the analytics out. John will tell you this. He said betting Memphis in the points yesterday, probably a good idea because Penny doesn't get blown out.
For sure.
Penny is 62% as an underdog, in terms of covering the number as a underdog in his career.
But still, Herd, we knew too. How about that? How about that, Jim? That stat nugget. But we knew too, Herd, they haven't won down there since 05. I mean, you had lost four straight in Oxford. It's been a tough place. You know, and you share a healthy respect, the same respect we have for Chris Beard. You beat them last year here handily, and so that was always going to be a tough matchup. We thought they showed well in some areas. But where you're coming up the shortest is in that front court, Herd. It's glaring.
Yeah. So I would say, I start with Aaron Bradshaw. I think that was your first question,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I start with Bradshaw. This is why, Jason and John, you know, people get mad at me and when I come here for years every week and we talk about prospects and Memphis and we just talk about prospects, period. Being an NBA agent, a scout, a consultant, it's a lot like, as much as work you put in it, it's a lot like, you know, although I have been even good at it, it's a lot like being a weatherman or even betting, John, because these kids, and it's getting crazy now that you have to invest so much in as early as 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, you're fully not going to know the outcome, no matter how much science, how smart you are, because Aaron Bradshaw, I'm here to let y'all know this, people, was a very, very dominant, cold, top 10 player against the best of the best, Nike, EYBL, and everything. And I know that's hard to see now, but he was. And the tricky thing about college is you have to make the right decisions because you take these five stars or these four stars who've been the man for so long, and if they first college they go to, they kind of not the man and a confidence shaker or an older guy kind of, you know, is killing them in practice and they're getting held accountable. Some of them never shake back. Some of them only shake back. So it's a lot to go into it. But I don't know how much film out there. I will send you both some for the city. I'm sure they're not interested in seeing it. But he was very good, though, in high school, Aaron Bradshaw.
But
people thought he was projected to be a one-and-done pro.
Right. No, I there's no question about that. But it's not happening for him now. So is it simply just like a case of – because this is school number three. This isn't like, oh, man, you know, something didn't go right for him at one spot. I mean, this is number three. Is it a deal where just sometimes even a guy that's dominating high school, like his game doesn't catch up to the college level? Like that – I mean, can you reach in there and retrieve it? I mean, you know, how do you assess sort of what's going on here?
Well, I'm still hopeful for him. Now, I'm going to be real with you guys. I don't want to say personally him, but and hate is a strong word, but I do not like people who don't rebound that has the size and athletic ability. So let me start there. But I'm still hopeful for him because I figured the SEC was too physical for him in the Big Ten. I do still think when we get into conference play here, I thought that this would be a conference that he would be able to show his, you know, thing. And what Penny been doing with the guy from Illinois and some of them last year with flipping them, I thought Aaron Bradshaw had a chance to potentially become in that. So it's still early. I know the exhibitions didn't look good, but it is only the second game of the year. So I would ask John and Jason to just calm down a little bit. You know, let's get through this stretch. But I still think he got a chance of being one of the better front court players in the American if he turned it on.
Well, American is bad. UAB just lost to Tony Madlock and Alabama State last night. To your point, this guy could turn around and go back to, you know, could look like Godzilla in the American with the way it looks this season, Bradshaw. And yeah. But I'm telling you, that speaks more to the weakness of this conference than anything I've seen from Bradshaw. Somebody must have, y'all seen Body Snatchers or Family Switch or something? So that's not the same kid, man.
Yeah, the Space Jam aliens got the they took his powers.
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it was.
Heard, you said you remember when he was cold.
Exactly. That ain't the same dude.
Now let me ask you just the other side and to play it fair. Did you ever remember when he was cold? You probably played against him where you saw him and you said, okay, now he might struggle at the next level because one knock on him was always that when he went against the bigger dudes, the guys with a little weight, they push him around, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit, but he still held his own. He was a really good shot blocker. I would have to go back to the EYBS stats. I think he was one of the best rebounders.
See,
or rebounded that good.
Yeah, like you said, he wasn't rebounding last night, just one in 20 minutes.
Yeah, the problem with all them tall kids, eventually they want to stretch out. But I remember him taking a couple of shots. I don't remember him shooting it like I saw him like in the exhibitions game. I don't think he shot it a lot, but it's like he was like just around the wing a lot. You know what I mean? And to me, with them bigger guys, I just feel like I know everybody thinks it's sexy, but the more you're around the wing, it kind of takes away from the reason you have height or your advantage or your dominance, you know, to say. So hopefully he turned it around. I'm sure Penny and them have a game plan. I don't feel like Memphis looked it terrible last night.
I think
you know, the game was really close, and I think that was good momentum because – you know, I think people thought the way the exhibitions went, and even some people was mad, even how San Francisco game ended at home at the Pavilion. I think some people thought it was like could have been got out of hand. And to me, it was about a five-point game. Even though it felt like Ole Miss still, you know, handled it most of the time, Memphis was right there. So I do think that is definitely some confidence that Memphis got something to build off of.
Yeah, I mean that's what you know Penny said after the game that he thinks you can build off of it. I mean I understand that like it wasn't embarrassing, but the problem for Memphis is that it gets even harder than that because you're about to play number 7 in KenPom Purdue in a neutral, you lose that one, which you're projected to do, you're going to get either Wake Forest or Texas Tech. Wake Forest almost beat Michigan last night, basically at
they
Michigan.
They looked really good.
Yeah,
like they looked really good. Yeah.
So I was going to say Wake Forest probably would be the odds there. Then you got to play Baylor at home. You got to play Louisville on the road. Vandy at home, who's a top 15 KenPom team. Then at Mississippi State. I mean, it's just there's no rest. You know, that I think is the hard part is like, is there a world where Memphis can improve? Absolutely. They don't have time, unfortunately, as a function of the way they have to schedule. You know, to do this organically, they got to be ready now. Last year's team was, to their credit. I mean, they came out of the gates in Maui and they let the world know this is what it's about to be. I think this team's going to have a harder time doing that, and a big part of that is going to be just because of that interior. But maybe they can do it again. You know, and I'm also, you know, sympathetic to the fact that Memphis's NIL is not what. You know, it was 2 years ago relative to everybody else. I think that's a part of the conversation. Penny was talking about it. You know, when you're scrapping and fighting with the budget, it is going to be tougher.
No, for sure. I give. This is why I say, as hard as it go be, and let's say we take some lumps, right? And I know it's about winning and losing now, so I'm not making no, I'm not giving no passes, but I got to still give the school and the staff credit because, yeah, we're going through a somewhat slow point, but I'm proud that we made that schedule, though, John. You know what I mean? It's like we're showing we still Memphis basketball. Like, yeah, we're going to play Louisville. We're going to play just everybody you just said, Purdue. We're going to play that. Like, no, that's what we do. And we're bigger than the conference we're in, and these are the conferences we deserve to be in, and this is the standard when it comes to Memphis for recruits out here looking. And so on one end, if we lose a lot of them, I know we're going to be frustrated, but on the other end, it's like, dude, that's major showing that we're willing to play anybody anytime, and I think that means something when they go to the tournament time, and I think that means something as they currently evaluate us to go into a bigger conference. And one take from that game last night, one thing about us, we know a lot of local guys, and, you know, people might feel a certain way if we say anything. So it ain't negative when we tell the truth. So I want to give props what props are due and keep the same energy because I know some people only say stuff on certain ends. You know, Curtis Givens looked really good last night.
Yep.
He hit 20 points, and I wanted to make sure, you know, I say that because we're in the city of Memphis. If somebody hit 2 or 4 and go over 20, we go see it, and we should. But last night, that gave us hope. It's certain spark plugs that I'm like, okay, now we can get Bradshaw going, you know, because I think the last game, Curtis might have had 2, maybe. I'm not for sure. And so maybe that was his breakout part, right? We confident with the point guard. So I feel we just a player or two away from, like, turning this thing around.
Yeah, I actually watched last night, and I feel good about it. And I've said this beforehand, so I'm not moving any goalposts here. But, you know, you've got Doug McDaniel running the show right now. And Doug, by the way, he had 7 rebounds and 7 assists to go with the 15 points. But Curtis, to me, looks like the guy you hand it over to next year. Whereas maybe you don't have to go spend big money on a lead guard. You can spend that money on a front court player. John has educated us, heard that, and you would know this, that the big money is for the front court guys. And so you got to reserve some of it, you know, for those guys. But my point being, whether it's, and you know him well, you know, King Thetford, who wasn't as great in this game last night as he was against San Francisco, or Curtis, you know, I mean, you got, you know, champagne taste on a beer budget, and those kinds of guys, and keeping them in your program for 2 to 3 years looks like the way to go. And Curtis looked like a guy that, you know, maybe by next year you're ready to hand it off to him. He's not just leading you as a floor general, but can score you, lead you in some game scoring. That's what it looked like. If you're trying to pick, I can listen. Here's the issue. Everybody in Memphis expects national championships and Sweet 16 runs. Well, that's more expensive in this day and age. And we ain't got it like that. That's what I'm talking about, you know, champagne taste on a beer budget. And so you're going to have to find different ways to skin the cat and find some value. And there's value in those guys, but you got to keep them hurt. You got to be able to keep those guys for multiple years. You know, Penny's got to have a core. We talked about it with Dame Bradshaw yesterday. Don't you think he's got to find 7 or 8 guys? Looks like Curtis, look like Thetford. Maybe you can keep Quante Berry for a couple of seasons and then build from that. You know, get Memphis basketball in that and then, you know, sort of fit the other pieces around the edges feels like the way to go, but it doesn't happen in 1 year.
No, that makes sense. Some of the bigger schools, even with budgets, you know, a lot of their budgets is going to retain their most productive players, right?
Yep.
Like
yep.
Even me being a guy that have high school kids, some of the coaches have said, look, we ain't got money in this class because, shoot, it's going to take us this much to even retain, you know, our players or get them a raise, you know what I mean, the ones who deserve it. So, oh, that's definitely the key. I just think as much as you put that game plan out, though, Jason, I think you're in a no-win land because these same guys who you feel like in school, oh, we need to keep them or next year we'll hand it to them, that might not be them in their parents.
No, you're true.
Somebody else
that's
might
true.
Be hitting them with something. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got them same plans for you, but with more money, you know, and so – the NIL thing is crazy because with the schools is like, in a good way too, is like, there's one school that say like years ago, they said North Carolina didn't have no money. Now they all of a sudden got a lot of money. I mean, some years they say Memphis do got money. They don't. I never know what it is. They say they had the biggest offer to keep Haggerty. You know what I mean? So I just don't never know. I know we don't have what some of the biggest conferences have, but I don't know if it's a year-to-year differences in the budget, but
oh, he's gone. He hit that button with his face.
He's gone.
Yep.
Well, yeah,
we get the gist of it.
Yeah, I was actually I was going to ask him as a follow up about Darren Peterson.
Oh, but, well, no, well, let's go ahead and try then, George, if you don't mind, because I would like to know.
Yeah, I just want
to. Sure, he's gone against Peterson.
Yeah, and just sort of what he makes of all of that. But yeah, it's you know, again, every coach has to, you know, adjust and adapt to this new world, and you know, I will say Ed Scott put on Twitter or X that both programs have more today than they had. So you know, whether or not that's, you know, how that stacks up, I don't know. But Hurt, I was gonna follow up by asking you about Darren Peterson. Obviously, I think our Memphis audience knows by now that Bill Self is your favorite coach in the history of the world. And yesterday he came out and said that Darren Peterson had a tight hamstring, that he wasn't going to play against whoever it was they played last night. What do you make of that situation? I mean, it seems odd that, you know, three games into the year, you're already sort of load managing. Is that just, you know, do you take that at face value in Kansas? Like, what do you make of it?
So if you follow Darren Peterson's career, right, even like his AAU or high school career, he was always known as a top five player. But one of his knocks was, you know, he spent a lot of time off the court, though. Darren Peterson would always, like, didn't play half of the summer or didn't play a number of games because he would have, you know, knick-knack injuries or whatever, and I think they were, you know, overdue it. So I don't really think Coach Bill Self really get into that playing game stuff. So I do think the kid, you know, obviously came to him. Now, this is where me knowing Coach Self and how good that kid is, that I think the game is changing for him too, some, John. I know you didn't ask me this, is because Coach Self is a, you know, aggressive type of coach. And even to get a Darren Peterson, that's like, you get the number one player in the country, but it's like, for him to be him, I don't think you have the Final Four team you need, if that makes sense, right? You know what I mean? And so I think this is a kind of different for Coach Self too, though. But I think Peterson might have just went to him and he wasn't feeling good or said it, and Coach didn't challenge it like, you know, maybe he would have back in the day. But I don't think Coach Self would just get involved with load management and all that.
Yeah. Heard, man. It's always good to catch up. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you. All
yes, right. Sir. He is Norton Heard IV, program director and coach of Team Thad.
Believes there's still hope for Aaron Bradshaw. Maybe so in the American.
Team Thad Nation. Well, it's a long way to go before we get there, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, UNLV don't look like it could fit right at the bottom of the American.
Yep, that's true. That is very true. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Brooks Monaghan, 125. Stick around. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.